This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Application deadline for the dairy margin coverage for 2021 is tomorrow. Joining us from our nation's capital, Chris Galen, the Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, we've been pushing for dairy producers to meet this deadline, but now National Milk is asking for an extension?
Yes, given the sign-up numbers so far, we request USDA if dairy farmers were given some additional time, at least to some point in January, to enroll for coverage in the DMC in 2021. We made our request earlier this week, Bill, and at that time it looked like the participation levels were well below the 50% of farms with a milk production history. Now it looks like earlier this week, USDA's latest report indicates that sign-up is now over 40%, and that's closer to what it was this time last year. So we're trending in the right direction, but given the outlook for next year, it really would behoove dairy farmers if we had some additional time. But if we don't, a reminder here as we're recording this on Wednesday that, as you say, Friday, December 11th is the deadline. And if USDA does not extend that, then it would be a shame if farmers at least didn't seriously contemplate signing up for the program. We know right now, based on USDA's own decision calculator, that the outlook for margins is mediocre and even poor in the first half of next year, and that if you sign up at the maximum 950 coverage level, it looks like at least the first 6 or 8 months of next year will result in payments unless the markets turn around and improve dramatically as we head into 2021. So that's all good reason to really investigate signing up for the DMC next year.
What would be an ideal extension if one was granted?
Our request letter asked for an extension until January 30th, but even an additional few weeks would certainly benefit those farmers who have had other things to deal with, including perhaps late harvest issues. The other thing, quite frankly, is that we know some county offices are under a lot of pressure because Friday, December 11th is also the sign-up deadline, Bill, for the second round of the coronavirus food assistance program. And so a lot of these county FSA offices are busy processing applications for that. And so that was another point that we raised in our request to USDA, is that why don't we let the dust settle on the coronavirus food assistance program sign-up process and then give dairy farmers some additional time to enroll in the DMC for next year.
Transitioning into 2021, going to see some new changes, new faces in Congress as well.
Yes, here in the first week of December, even though the new Congress doesn't come into town until January, both the Democratic and the Republican parties in Congress chose their leaders for all the different committees. And so for the Agriculture Committee, that's going to be chaired by the senior Democrat, David Scott of Georgia. He will become chairman here in January. Scott takes the place of Congressman Colin Peterson, who lost his campaign in November. And then the top Republican, the ranking Republican on the House Agriculture Committee, will be Glenn G.T. Thompson, who is a longtime friend of the dairy sector. We've worked very closely with him. So we think that between Thompson and Congressman Scott, we have two people who are well acquainted with the needs of the dairy community, and we work with them already and will continue working with them now in their new leadership roles. Over in the Senate, we know who the top leaders are for each party. The top Democrat's going to be Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan and the top Republican, John Bozeman of Arkansas. What we don't know yet is who will be chair and who will be the ranking member. That will be determined by the special Georgia Senate runoff elections that will take place in early January. And then as we see the outcome of those, that will determine whether the Democrats control the Senate or whether the Republicans will remain in control of the Senate. One of the other things that is still happening on Capitol Hill right now is that there are negotiations still going on over whether there will be another stimulus package to help the economy deal with the repercussions of the COVID pandemic. There's been talks going on here for months, and they haven't come to fruition. This may be a different outcome, but until that happens, we can't assume that there will be any other direct assistance to agriculture or other sectors of the economy as we wind down 2020. And so that's another reason for dairy farmers to rely on the dairy margin coverage program next year, because we don't know if there's going to be any other additional direct payment assistance for dairy producers in the next year.
Thank you for the update, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details at nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.